818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got some breaking news that will be happening tomorrow afternoon. I can't disclose it today yet. It's going to be happening tomorrow afternoon down in Lansing. Breaking news, we'll be talking about it on Friday. So stay tuned to Friday's show. It'll repeat all weekend long and let you know what's going on down in Lansing. So we will have that for you on Friday. Want to get to the news of the day down in Lansing. One thing that's pretty interesting as we look at these stories is the governor is going to push in her budget proposal increasing the earned income tax credits. We talked about that yesterday. Well, she came out with it officially last night in a press conference. And she is definitely going to ask for more tax cuts families with children. Now, obviously, she's trying to cater to that base of voters. So we'll see how that works out with the Republicans and whether or not they will approve the budget. Because this is an obvious social engineering program. This is a earned income tax credit. Democrats have been doing this to poor people for decades. Republicans fought it, tried to wean them off of the earned income tax credits. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer not only has them back on the cocaine, but she's got them on crack cocaine. And they are absolutely going after the welfare community as a voting bloc. We talked about it yesterday with Joe Biden putting out executive orders that are actually being challenged in court will make their way to the Supreme Court, where they're using federal agencies to become registration centers. If you get food stamps, if you get any rental housing assistance, if you get any government assistance at all, you will be targeted at those agencies to make sure you're registered to vote. Well, state legislature has stepped up and filed a lawsuit against Biden's executive orders. It is going to court. We talked about it yesterday. Well, this is a variation that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to do here at the state level here in Michigan. If you can increase the amount of giveaways that low-income, moderate-income individuals, families with three children or less, kind of interesting, more than three kids, you don't get it. But three kids, two kids, one kid, not a problem. You'll get the extra $5,000 earned income tax credit. How are you then intellectually, emotionally thinking about Democrats? If a Democrat governor in a Democrat-controlled majority House and Senate puts $5,000 earned income tax credit in your bank account, how are you thinking about voting come November for a Democrat? They are basically using every single tactic that they can, absolutely trying to convince the lower income, moderate income voting bloc of our communities to lean in their favor. Obviously clear and absolutely obvious what she's trying to do. Now, one thing that caught my eye, and I don't know if we'll have time to wrap it up in this segment or not. We may wrap it up in the final segment. The State Board of Education approved a resolution during its meeting yesterday calling for legislation to open charter schools to be treated more like public schools in the state of Michigan. This is kind of interesting. Mitchell Robinson's resolution made the agenda and asked the state legislature to create and pass laws that would put charter schools under the approval of the Michigan Department of Education and force them, make them more transparent by opening them up to the Freedom of Information Act and Open Meetings Act. See, right now, charter schools do not have to respond to FOIA requests. They do not have to interact with the Michigan Department of Education. Once they get their charter, they can basically run their school the way they want. The resolution also asked for legislation that would require charter schools to follow many of the same requirements as public schools, such as the way they bid for vendors, requirements that no child be excluded from being able to enroll in their school, not refusing transfer students if the space is open in their school, require teachers and administrators to hold certificates, and mandate contracts for management organizations and put all of this information be published online. Robinson said charter schools are technically public schools, so they should be expected to follow regulations regarding transparency that all publicly funded schools are required to do, end quote, said Robinson. He also went on to say many charter schools are dominated by politically motivated special interest groups, those looking to be education reformers, and have become, quote, predatory for-profit organizations. Give me a break. You've got a charter school that wants to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. They want to throw in a little history, real history. They want to throw in religion. They want to throw in, perhaps, shooting clubs where kids can learn how to shoot firearms. They want to be able to teach the classics when it comes to the books and the curriculums they use. But they claim they become predatory for-profit organizations. He said he's looked at charter school systems in Michigan and found that they make up one-third of all local education agencies in the state, but yet they're not accountable to the communities. I see no evidence of innovation in this service sector. He said the public school system struggles to adequately fund itself. Okay, let's stop right there. Stop, 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 stop. Most charter schools, folks, their teachers are not members of unions. They are not forced to join the AFT or the MEA. They don't have to pay union dues, and they don't have to be told what to do when it comes to voting. Public schools have union representation of their teachers. and they negotiate exorbitant pay increases, benefit increases. It's unbelievable. And now they're claiming that they're struggling to adequately fund their public schools. So let's bring this problem that the public schools have, let's bring it to the charter school system, shall we? The only no vote against the resolution came from Tom McMillan, the Republican board member. Where was Nikki Snyder? Oh, that's right. She's out campaigning for Congress. Not even adding the charter system that pulls funding for the 363 schools across 285 districts. This is financially irresponsible, said Robinson. He argued that charter schools fill in gaps in education and were already fully transparent with the public funding they received. This is Tom McMillan's no vote. These charter schools give parents choices, and they fill up for a reason. He said the teachers and the administrators were already required to be certified. What this would do is simply force charter schools to not open, which is what some people want, making it more difficult for charter schools to open in failing school districts. Districts where parents are fed up with the garbage and the crap that's being forced down their students' throats. Competition is a good thing. McMillan called this resolution completely perverse to not give parents a choice and to force them, based on their zip code, to have to send their kids to a failing school. He was a no vote, and of course, all the Democrats voted for it. Folks, we need new people on the Michigan State Board of Education. Will it come this year? Probably not. 2026, with a new Republican governor, a bigger majority in the House and the Senate coming, it could be a possibility. You have to be looking down the road. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just a couple more sentences to finish up this story about the Michigan State Board of Education and a resolution that was passed almost unanimously. Only Tom McMillan, the only Republican, voted against it. Tiffany Tilley, one of the board members, asked if they could contact companies, organizations to come in and put on a presentation to look at what other states are doing in terms of charter schools. She went on to say Michigan has become kind of like the Wild Wild West when it comes to charter schools. She said you can't have, quote, thousands of charter schools with no transparency and continue to maintain a well-funded education system. We need to put a limit on the number of charter schools. That could help. We need to change the laws because this has been going on for a very, very long time here in our state. Okay, let me back the bus up a little bit. We're talking about, in the current charter school system, 363 schools across 285 school districts. It is a drop in the bucket compared to all of the failing public schools that we are currently stuck with in this state. And I'm not talking about Detroit public schools. I'm not talking about Highland Park. Look at the SAT scores in northern Michigan. From Traverse City all the way over to Alpena. From Grayling all the way to Sault Ste. Marie. Scholastic Aptitude Test, 1600 is a perfect score. Average median score in northern Michigan, 960. Are you kidding me? And this is all being done. This is all being done at our public schools. I asked Pastor Chatfield about it over at Northern Michigan Christian Academy. He says, we don't even take the SAT. He said, we would skew the numbers so badly against public schools, it would be embarrassing. We don't need the negative publicity. We're just doing our thing right here in Burt Lake. We have no intentions of expanding. We are not going anywhere else. We're laser focused on serving our church community. And this is what we do at our school. Craig in Levering area says charter schools are popular because they work better. Well, they work better because they teach what parents want their kids to learn. It's that simple. There's better discipline in the schools. There's better communication between the teachers and the parents, the administrators and the parents, and the parents are actively forced to be engaged in their child's education. It's not a babysitting service. You don't drop your kid off and forget about them. Then when they come home, you don't sit down and even talk to them about what they learned in school today. You don't look at their homework. You don't look at the books they're reading. That all changes in a charter school. It's a joint responsibility between the school and the parents. And it is absolutely the model of competition. Again, I always bring up cell phones, cable TV, satellite. Now we have Roku streaming with internet capabilities. Who pays for cable TV or satellite TV anymore? You see, through competition, folks, you get better service, you get better products, you get better customer service at lower prices. A bigger bang for your buck. And this idiot claims that they have a problem funding public schools. Right now, they're already facing problems paying for public schools, and they're going to start blaming it on charter schools. So now they want them to be held even more accountable than they already are. And Tom McMillan's no vote is absolutely interesting. Charter schools fill in gaps in education and are already fully transparent with the public funding they receive. The charter schools simply give their parents choices. That's why they fill up for a reason. Teachers and administrators are already certified. This resolution, if turned into legislation and signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, would only force fewer charter schools not to open, which is what some people want in their communities. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom?